But will the Dole Shalala recommendations have an effect? For more on that, we turn to NPR's defense correspondent Guy Raz. He says that U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates should be able to act fast and with little political headwind.
This report is almost apolitical. It's in a sense the least controversial thing on his plate because everybody supports it across the board. And the secretary, almost immediately after the revelations came out about the poor sort of long-term treatment for wounded vets, after that was exposed in the Washington Post, he really made it a priority. And he was widely praised by both sides of the aisle in the Congress and elsewhere for really taking that issue on. It's really a top priority for Pentagon officials because the idea that wounded vets from Iraq and Afghanistan were not receiving proper long-term health care is something that infuriated people in this country, particularly when they're being asked to fight a war that, of course, is increasingly unpopular.
Now, one of the biggest stumbling blocks, according to this report, is whether or not the Defense Department and the VA actually coordinate. Some soldiers get care through the former, others the latter. Can you simplify for this, and where's the breakdown in care happening?
It's so hard to simplify because it's so complicated. But basically, the way it works now is if a soldier or a Marine is wounded in Iraq or Afghanistan or elsewhere, they're treated in a military hospital. The active duty, if it's the Army or the Marines, the active duty service branch will determine whether that soldier or Marine is fit for duty. Now, if they decide he or she is not fit for duty, maybe they lost an arm or a leg, they will then give them what's called a disability rating. And my colleague who also covers the Pentagon, Tom Bowman, sort of describes it as Army officials acting as kind of insurance agents. They will say, well, you get a 30% disability rating or you get a 40% disability rating. And it's very arbitrary. And that rating basically determines how much money you as a wounded soldier or Marine are going to get in long-term health care coverage. It determines the amount of money you're going to get. Under the new system, the active duty service branch, the Army or the Marines, will determine if you're fit for duty. If they determine you are not fit for duty, you're then turned over to the Veterans Administration Board, and they will give you a disability rating. The idea is to streamline the whole process, turn it all over to the VA, and at that point, in theory, you're supposed to get adequate long-term health care.
Let's broaden this out a little bit. You have this new commission, which is really dealing with how America treats its veterans of these ongoing wars. And there have been other commissions, the 9/11 Commission and more recently the Iraq Study Group. And the study group in particular seems like a timely bipartisan effort. How much of that commission's recommendations has the president implemented?
Well, Fry, of course, you know, you remember that it was coolly received by the White House when it came out last year. They didn't like a lot of the recommendations, even though it's popular among the broader general American public. So essentially, at the beginning, the White House kind of ignored it. It paid some lip service to the ISG recommendations. There were 79 recommendations. But if you notice, in the past few months, one could argue that the White House in some ways has been doing kind of Iraq study group light. You know, they have actually carried out some of the recommendations in the ISG report. For example, there have already been two meetings between the United States and Iran at the ambassadorial level in Baghdad, but it's certainly a lot more than the administration was willing to do before. There's a lot more talk about getting Syria involved in the regional security dialogue. And of course, there's a real effort, and I should stress it's an effort, to push the kind of the Gulf Arab states, the Sunni states, to support the notion of reconciliation and to support the administration of the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. That's slow going. And this is one of the main reasons why the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of State have been in the region recently, and it's the reason why the president asked them to go back, because this is the core of what they're trying to do. They understand they cannot bring about any kind of reconciliation in Iraq without the countries around Iraq having a role in that and having a say in that.
So you have the Iraq Study Group, a few of their recommendations sort of bubbling up. It created a political tug of war, and this commission, Dol Shalala, seems a little bit less volatile politically. What's your sense at the Pentagon that the Dol Shalala findings have or have not fallen on deaf ears?
Well, they can't really fall on deaf ears because it's such a political hot potato. You know, it's something that the president obviously can't ignore. The public was up in arms about this, and he has essentially ordered the Defense Department to do everything it can to carry out the recommendations of the Shalala-Dol Commission, unlike the Iraq Study Group. Now, there's no doubt that there are some, particularly in the Army, who were a little bit peeved about the original reports that surfaced on the quality, or rather the poor quality, of the long-term care that was being given to soldiers. And, you know, there was a shakeup in the Army. I mean, many people lost their jobs back in February when these initial reports came out. So there really is a sense here at the Pentagon that, you know, this commission is the word, it's the final word, it has to be carried out, but it's going to require a lot of time, a lot of manpower, and a lot of money. They're going to have to start hiring many hundreds, perhaps thousands of people to help deal with the influx of wounded soldiers who are now part of this long-term care process.
Well, Guy Raz, we will definitely keep an eye on this. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Farai.
That was NPR defense correspondent Guy Raz.